The Mind's Own Sketchbook. One spring, biomedical engineer James J. Collins instituted tech-free Fridays in his multi-million-dollar Boston lab. He wanted his 30-odd scientists and engineers to read, interact deeply, and most of all, to daydream. Collins attributes much of his global renown to his penchant for reverie. But there were snickers at the very mention of daydreaming and naysayers from the start. Since the dawn of the industrial age, reverie has carried the taint of idleness. Yet new scientific findings reveal that nearly half of daydreams are future-oriented, and many involve planning. How will the party go? What is my next career aim? In daydreams, we ask what-if questions in order to grapple with the unfinished business of our lives, noted pioneering psychologist Jerome Singer. Remarkably, even negative daydreams about the future, for example, visions of an interview gone awry, lower stress and boost mood. Most daydreams aren't a waste of time, but a discipline of discovery. When we muse, two major brain networks co-activate: the default mode network, related to imagining scenarios, meaning-making, and understanding our own and others' points of view, and the executive brain, including parts of the prefrontal cortex. Executive activity varies from a light touch in a drifting mind to the control required for thought experiments, such as Einstein's famous daydream about riding alongside a light beam and seeing its speed as constant. Evidence suggests that people with more connectivity between these networks have more complex daydreams and a higher capacity for abstract reflection. Intriguingly, these same two big gun networks come to life when we're generating creative ideas. Here again, we see the importance of loosely controlled thinking for exploring the unknown. When asked to generate original uses for everyday objects, such as a brick, as part of a classic creativity test, conventional thinkers get stuck thinking about walls and roads. Creative people roam further afield, exploring an object's material, form, or parts in order to spark new ideas. A brick could be a pillow, or a mini pizza stone. Flexibly switching between channels of thought is also a key to our capacity to solving novel problems. Reverie is the mind's own sketchbook, a portable space for moving beyond the obvious and for playing with possibilities. To cultivate this art, schedule a short digital detox. When we attend to the world, brain systems related to inner focused thought power down, and vice versa. Give your mind time and space to drift and allow others the freedom to do so. By trusting in the worth of the daydream, we can expand our narrow ideas of productivity as linear, instant, and clear. After 2 months of grumbling and rising absenteeism, Collins called off tech-free Fridays. "They didn't see the point," he told me. Yet he remained undeterred. "The best will grab this and go," he said. A few years later, I tracked down the lab's most vocal daydream skeptic and found he had discovered the virtues of reverie. All those times when you're productive, you're in a valley, digging and exploring effectively, Kyle Allison, now a noted scientist, told me. Daydreaming allows you to leap out of that into a different space. It puts me on top of a different mountain from where I'd been before. I left him eyeing another vista, a new view of the daydream's place in his life.